It's 12:06, and it's time for our regular midday interview. I am Pat Marriott, and with me today is a special guest who is the closest thing that we have ever had to a Marine Special Ops agent. Wow. Olympia Yarger is with me. Olympia, hi.
Good day, Pat. How are you today?
Oh, good day. Oh, it sounds like an Italian accent.
It is.
Oh, yeah, good.
Straight from Alabama.
Olympia is a lovely lady who is speaking on behalf of the Marine Special Ops Command, MARSOC, up at Camp Lejeune.
Yeah, on behalf of the charity that supports
On behalf of the charity that supports the command.
Yeah.
She's here to talk about a nifty event that is coming up on Valentine's Day called the Raiders Ball, or if you're from down under, it's the Riders Ball. Huh? But wait, I won't kid you about that too much. But when she started talking about riders, I had this vision of horses, you know, and the cavalry and the special ops doesn't really quite fit. This is going to happen at the Brooklyn Arts Center. It happens at 6 p.m. It starts at 6 p.m. And this is on Valentine's Day. It's a fundraiser for MARSOC, and it's just a great thing to do. It's likely to be a superb event. The ticket price is $65. It includes dinner and two alcoholic beverages, but you're not restricted to two,
no,
I don't suppose.
Not at all.
And so it could turn into a wonderful event. Olympia, tell us first of all about MARSOC, the agency that your charity supports.
We support Marine Special Operations Command, predominantly the families and the service members. Raising Raiders was formed by spouses of Marine Special Operations Command. And basically what we do is provide advocacy and empowerment and education programming to support the families of the command.
It must be very stressful being the family of a special agent who is on assignment, huh?
Special operations service members do have a very rigorous schedule, and so the families do end up being sort of subjected to that. There's a lot of coming and going, which makes it difficult for people to have what would be considered a normal family life.
Well, coming and going and not being even slightly aware of what your spouse is doing while
very,
on the assignment.
Very stressful.
Yeah, Olympia tells me that she is the wife of a Marine Special Ops individual, and she also says that I could be killed if I ask any embarrassing questions on... Not personally embarrassing. She's a very straightforward lady, but any state secrets involved, I'm at peril. But tell me, what is it like to be married to a special ops guy?
It's a really extraordinary mixture of being very, very proud and not being able to talk about it.
Ah.
So usually if you were married to somebody who did something amazing or wonderful or intriguing, you would be able to laud their successes to the masses. And unfortunately, or fortunately, we tend to not be able to do so. So it's an interesting combination.
In fact, it is. Well, we'll just let go and blow off some steam on Valentine's Day. Now,
yes,
this is not just for special raiders, and it's not just for military, right? It's for everybody.
Yes, we're inviting the entire community. Raising Raiders thinks it's very important that the greater community has a role in sort of getting to know and being part of the military community. I think that they've been separated for too long. So we would really love to socialize and spend the evening with the greater civilian community.
Outstanding. I'm chatting with Olympia Yarger, who is the director of Raising Raiders. That's easy for me to say. Raising Raiders. And we're talking about the Raiders Ball, which will be held at Brooklyn Arts Center Valentine's Day. Y'all come. Now, where'd the name come from, Raising Raiders?
Marine Special Operations Command, the first Special Operations Marines were considered to be the Marine Raiders who were in World War II. And MARSOC is a very young organization, started in 2006. So we sort of cleave to our heritage in that way, and we sort of integrated that name. So it's kind of it has a dual purpose. We're raising raiders, and we're raising money for raiders.
You're raising new Raiders and you're raising money for the Raiders. That's one. And you keep saying Raiders instead of Riders.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to make it easier for the audience.
It really does make it much easier for everybody. You thought we talked funny in the South.
No.
Southern Hemisphere is even funnier than that. Now, let's talk about the event just a little bit. It's a 1940s theme.
Yes, USO theme. So Milner's Cafe has done some really great research, and they're offering a menu that is 1940s authentic. And then we have some really great sponsors. So we'll have a canteen for the Castro Real Estate Group, and it'll be a whole cocktail area that'll be very USO inspired. And then we have from Atlanta, Gwen Hughes and the Retro Jazz Cats are coming.
Ooh.
Yeah, 70 West Builders have helped us bring them to Wilmington. It'll be really great. Zoot Suits, the whole nine yards. And then the Poorhouse and Front Street Brewery will be serving beverages all night. Again, very 40s inspired. So we're sticking to the very basic alcohol menu. But it'll be a really great evening to celebrate a military community. It'll be probably the cheapest and best Valentine's Day in town.
Yeah, so. Isn't that one? So if you're fond of Manhattans and sidecars and old fashions and what there will be available, but I'm sure there'll be modern beverages available
as well. Yes.
How do you expect people to dress, Olympia?
We'd love it if you'd come in 1940s theme.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes. Yeah. But you can dress black tie.
Black tie in either event.
Yes.
It's either your old tux with the 40-inch wide lapels or whatever you've got nowadays that's modern. Okay. That's truly wonderful. I'm chatting with Olympia Yarger, who is the director of Raising Raiders. They're raising money for the Marine Special Ops Command, MARSOC, at Camp Lejeune. We are here educating and supporting the families of special operations agents who are on command. This is really a wonderful charity.
Thanks.
that you do and a wonderful event. You say the tickets are $65.
They are.
I'm sure that reservations are required. How do we do
it?
We
would prefer it. Yes. You can just go to our website, which is www.raisingraiders.org, and there is an option to get tickets there. It's relatively quickly. You can also find us on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and there's all sorts of means to get to the ticket purchasing from there.
Okay, but the website's probably the best.
It's easiest.
And if you – the first time I saw this website, I thought it said Raisin Graders. You know, like the people at the raisin factory who go through one by one and pick out the little ones from the big ones and whatnot. Raisin Graders. It's raisingraiders, one word, .org. And you can buy your tickets in advance. You said that's encouraged. Could people risk it and take a chance on getting a ticket at the door?
We will most likely be sold out by then.
Yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Yeah.
Okay, again, this is the Raiders Ball on Valentine's Day at the Brooklyn Arts Center. Cocktails start at 6 p.m. Dinner is included. Two alcoholic beverages are on the house at $65, and I'm sure the dancing will go late into the night.
Will.
This will shut down whenever it chooses to shut down.
Yeah.
What's your next project?
The next project on Raising Raiders' calendar is a big event. I am driving 50 states in 30 days around America.
Whoa.
Obviously flying to Alaska and Hawaii.
I would hope so.
And I'll be doing it in a smart car.
Oh, my goodness.
We're raising awareness. Part of the other part of our mission is advocacy and ambassadorship for PTS, TBI, and secondary PTS. So we are really trying to bring the issues of the family and how they are suffering through those sorts of problems to the public attention.
What a great thing. Now, 50 states in 30 days makes me tired just thinking about it.
It's going to be awesome.
What kind of groups will you be talking to?
We are going to be interviewing mostly spousal caregivers, so women who are caregivers for their husbands, husbands who require a caregiver. And then we have a couple of really great people, like the Command Sergeant Major of SOCOM will be speaking with me and a couple of other big names.
But joining you on stage for...
I'll be going to them and they'll be letting me into... They'll be subjecting themselves to an interview.
Oh, well, good for them. What a wonderful job you have and what a wonderful service you're providing. This is Olympia Yarger, who is the director of Raising Raiders, which supports the families of Marine Special Ops, well, Marine and Sailors, Special Ops personnel up at Lejeune. We're talking about the Raiders Ball, which will be held on Valentine's Day at 6 p.m. at the Brooklyn Arts Center. Tickets are $65, including dinner, and it is likely to be all kinds of fun. And everybody is welcome, yes?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wonderful. I just hope you have a great time.
Thank you.
I'm going to be out of town on Valentine's Day and join you myself.
Yes.
Olympia, thank you so much for joining us
today. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Have a wonderful event. And now back to classical music on WHQR.